Should be live.
Yeah, it looks like we's live. Okay, so let me see here. And I'm still doing personal bullshit while we fucking wait.
Yep, we're giving
this... Why the fuck is the 5500? God damn it.
Yeah, we're given the standard time to let people come into the chat and stuff. And time for Shane to get his mic and stuff.
Right. Oh, thank God. I finally fucking found it. Jesus Christ. Good luck with that, Wiki. It's just me and a fucking Scott for right now. Shane is here, but he's a little busy trying to figure his shit out. Well,
yes, that is the final version of the 01 folder. Yes. Which we hope to tackle when we get everyone together in person again.
Oh, that's the RTX. I need the GTX. God damn it. There we go. There's the GTX. Oops, wrong GTX, though.
Bill is attending to stuff and things.
Okay, look, if you want to know what's going on today, guys, Bill will possibly be watching, but that's going to be about it. He's got a whole bunch of shit that he has to do, so because he's got errands to run, and he's still on that one-car lifestyle, considering the fact that their other car is wrecked and destroyed and no longer exists, they've got so much shit to do today that they're not going to make it. So, yeah, no Bill. Nick, to our knowledge, is forced over at work, so he's sleeping right now. Shane is technically here, but to my knowledge, he's still trying to get his stuff together for his mic.
Yeah, he hasn't really chimed in or anything.
Yeah, like, he's in the call, but he's just kind of, like, sitting there. So, as a we're sorry for all hell breaking loose, because unfortunately life happens, something that may end up happening is for those of you who follow me over at Sario Says on YouTube. What's up?
Shane dropped and came back. I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
But all yes, right. So they'll be streaming sometime after this.
Yeah, more than likely within like 10 or 15 minutes after this stream, I'm probably going to end up streaming over on my channel because it's time for Fan Night Part 3, The Revenge, which means everybody who's a part of the Fandom with Reploid Bill Discord server, I usually just hop in general, and anybody who's there, you come talk with me or anybody else who's in there, and we just talk random bullshit. So I'll probably do that after this for like an hour or two because I do have other things I've got to do today. Oh, there's the 5500. God damn. That's what I get for trying to fucking compare. Oh, son of a bitch, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Ugh. I've been looking for the one graphics card so I could compare it to the other, not the same graphics card to the same graphics card. Son of a bitch! This is what happens when I'm trying to fucking just do nothing while we wait for people to show up.
Damn it, son of a bitch. Damn it, son of a bitch.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. Oh my god, motherfucker.
They should be coming out with a new one soon, shouldn't they?
For what?
The Botchamania. There should be another new one coming soon.
Yes. New Botch should be coming out soon. The problem is since they lost the original Botch channel, it got too many fucking claims.
Oh, the Botchamania again?
Yeah. So, because I think he was originally going to call it, like, Botch 2 or something. Like, Botch T-O-O, but... Because, yeah, I actually follow Matthew on Twitter. So I've been watching the Sign Wars go on in real time.
More Final Fantasy sucks.
I mean, some of them, they're not wrong. Like, one of them was like, hey, do you remember Skies of Arcadia? I'm like, yes, I do. I love that game. And then one of them was like, even Quest 64 is better than Final Fantasy 7. And I'm like, I mean, it's good, but it's not as good. And then, what was it? There was a new one the other fucking day, and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Shane is typing.
Let me find it.
Let's see here. Yep, Shane is out.
Oh, Shane's out? Okay, so it's just you and me then.
Yay, two-man show.
Eh, it could be worse. All right, where the hell is Forever Tired? I may just have to actually look his ass up, because for some reason I can't find him in my feed right now. So yeah, fuck it. There, Matthew. Let's see. Because there was a new one the other day that was fucking absolutely hilarious. Oh, Panzer Dragoon Saga is better than Final Fantasy VII, and I'm like, I mean, fair enough, fair enough. But yeah, some of the fucking signs are getting fucking ridiculous, man. Yeah, here's a good one, Shin Megami Tensei, fucking 316. Kid Chameleon, 103 levels, can't save. It's like, man, you guys are fucking going balls to the wall with this fucking bullshit. Alright.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to say we're going to give this a couple more minutes, and then we'll go ahead and we'll do the intro.
Yeah. Give us some more time, a little more time.
Well, there's the 1080, but it won't give me the fucking 1060, so let's just go with the 1070. The 1070... Okay, so the 1070 is currently 400, whereas the 55 is like 8. Oh, but that one was released last year. Okay. In terms of benchmarks, better lighting, better reflection, better render, better gravity. Yeah, even overclocked, it's fucking better. So yeah, I think I may end up when I need to get me a new graphics card so I can fucking play actual games again and not just fucking stream like Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced or like fucking any of the old Fallout Tactics games.
We kind of are getting story time with Uncle Seth.
Yeah, we are. I'm talking random bullshit right now. So yeah, I've been a little fucking busy. If you want some story time, because I've been so busy with fucking work lately. Because at my job, I got a new position. With the new position, I'm essentially the team lead at the gas station. So because I'm the team lead, that basically means I'm the boss. So because I'm the fucking boss, that literally means that I get to make schedules. Yay. But then that also means with the new contract that we'd signed in the other fucking day, anytime anybody's sick or can't make it to work because their car broke down or their kid is fucking dying and sick or they've got school or whatever, I have to fucking pick up the slack. And literally the new guy that we hired last week has already fucking pretty much quit at the gas station because the gas station is too fucking hard. Now, let me explain how working in a gas station works. Working in a gas station is you fucking stand there. And then when somebody comes up, you push some buttons on the register to ring up their shit. And then you take their money, and then you give them their shit. Maybe some change. If they ask for lottery, you pull off a scratch-off ticket by bending it a couple times and rip the ticket off and hand it to them. If they ask for, like, a Mega Million or a Powerball, you go to another machine and you punch in lottery or Powerball or Mega or what the fuck ever, and you hit the fucking button and you're done. And then you ring it up and you take their shit, or you take their money and you give them their shit. That was too fucking hard for him. He didn't even do any of the hard shit, like having to fucking clean up gas spills, or clean the gas pumps, or change the receipt tape, or fucking have to redo the goddamn gas nozzles because some random jackass left it in their fucking car and tried to drive and fucking yanked the hose off. He didn't have to do any of that. That's the difficult part, but he couldn't do that. So because of that, he's basically either completely fired, or the manager was kind and said, look, I'll try to put you in another department. So he gets 1 week in the other department, and if he can't hack it in the other department, then he's fully fired. Which means now 3 weeks worth of schedules had to be re-fucking done. So I won't be here next recording session. So follow me at Sario Says on YouTube. In fact, let's do that now. Where the fuck is... Where's my shit? Go to home. There we go, because I'm watching this. There we are. Click that link. Make sure you subscribe and ring that bell, because I stream whenever the fuck I feel like it, because I pay my rent. And because I pay my rent, sometimes I stream naked. And if I'm streaming naked, you ain't gonna know it.
All right, I think that's a good enough time for us to let people in.
Right.
All right. So, welcome to Fan Night Sentai Review, where we're down to two people because of stuff and things.
Because of life. Life happens.
I am Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Sario Lovell.
S&S. Double S.
Yep. Could be worse. Could be S&M, and then we would get in trouble.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone.
All right. So let's start off with the Chokuso Sushi Senshi Changerion. Changerion? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll start with Changerion. This guy with his backup singers.
All right, so let me do this. Let me mute that. Okay, because now I'm fucking watching this shit here. Okay, there we go. I mean, they're not terrible. They're not the fucking greatest I've ever seen, but they're not fucking terrible. Oh, yeah, let me C-A-L there, because since I'm already using my fucking phone. Scientific, because I'm not a dummy.
Yeah, it's not really that bad. I mean, like others have said, we've seen worse.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, like, the blue guy looks pretty cool. The antennas are a little, like, they're fucking with me a little bit. Because, like, the backup singers, I guess, as you put it, like, to put it for the podcast, because we haven't done this in a long time. Because, to be fair, you could still get the podcast as soon as Scott gets around to sending me all the audio for everything.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that with all the current stuff that we're doing with Fan Night, too.
Yeah, no shit. I haven't updated the RSS feed in almost a fucking month because I haven't gotten any of the fucking audios. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of this for the podcast audience, there's, like, four robots. There's three robots. One's yellow, one's red, one's blue. They all literally, like, I think Chris put it correctly here, they look like fucking Transformers. They all have, like, a Tony Stark arc reactor in the center of their chest, but then each one's a little bit different. But then at the same time, like, the main, I'm presuming this is a
Kamen
Rider guy?
The main guy, dude, whatever, up front.
Yeah, because what is this? Is this a writer, or is this a...
No, it's a tokusatsu show. It's not a writer, it's not Sentai.
Ah, it's a random toku. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I pulled two random toku things from 1996, so...
Okay, no, that's fine. We just got to be a little bit careful here then, because people later on are going to be like, why haven't you covered this guy yet? And it's like, well, we did. It's part of a double. So no worries, though, because at least both of them are in the fucking title, so that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're not fucking terrible. Like, the red dude clearly is a Duga Duga shoot the fuck up out of you guy. The yellow, I'm presuming, is supposed to be the speedy motherfucker, and the blue guy looks like he's ready to fucking stand in front and be a tank.
Even though the yellow looks more of a tank type.
Right. Eh, it looks like a caterpillar tractor, kind of.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, it looks like he's got, like, Gatling gun. Like, the red dude has, like, straight-up machine gun hands.
Yeah, fingers and hands.
The yellow dude actually has fingers and hands, and then he's got, like, a wrist gauntlet that almost turns into, like, Barrett's machine gun arm from Final Fantasy VII.
Well, the blue guy over here looks like he's got, what, a grenade launcher or something?
Possibly. He also looks like he could be a jet, but...
Yeah. Mm. All right, next... Here's the person.
He's not terrible looking.
Yeah, it's kind of do a pan of him.
He reminds me of fucking something, but I can't think of what.
Yeah, a bit.
Like, the armor itself almost looks like a halo. And no, that ain't Cobra.
I'm getting a bit of RoboCop feel with it.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah, I see that. It looks like RoboCop mixed with fucking Halo, to be fair. Now, like, the helmet kind of reminds me of, like, Zero from Mega Man X. And, of course, like, the Zero games. But, I mean, I think it's just because of the gem in the center, even though it's red, not green. Although, to be fair... Technically, X has a red gem with the blue helmet. So, I mean, yeah, it could be like Mega Man X mixed with Halo, mixed with RoboCop.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to say a little bit of fucking Tony Stark, because, again, he's got that circular arc reactor in the center of his fucking chest with his fucking fake foam abs.
Next. Someone called in Seamus.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. He's gone neon.
Did a lens flare. Okay, where's the... Okay, next. But why, though?
Because justice and stuff. Why is your finger clear? I just, like, do you see that shit too? Like, his finger is goddamn clear. Like, he's pointing.
I think he's trying to point toward the camera.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, the fingertips are, like, literally, like, a clear fucking plastic. Like when you take your woman to the fucking nail salon so she can get those fake acrylic shit and look like fucking Nosferatu. Like, what the fuck? His armor is see-through. Okay.
Was that a Shane? Did I hear
Shane? He's in the call, but...
I fucking got it.
You Yay! Got it, finally? Okay. Yay, Shane's here, so it's Triple S.
But I can't see anything, so...
Oh.
No, that's fine. I can't either. I'm just watching it off the YouTube. I technically have YouTube pulled up on my phone, and I've got YouTube pulled up on my fucking computer. And I'm just fucking watching shit. Which is weird, because even though I've got YouTube up on my phone and I pay for fucking YouTube Premium so I can, like, listen to the shit in the background, because I'm making sure that the audio sounds okay, I could literally be doing the calculator on my phone. But fuck it! I'm being a lazy bitch. I got a calculator up on my computer. So I can... Do you hear that? I'm calculating. Calculating.
Next.
Oh my fucking god.
I was going to say, if Shane's just seen these top pictures.
Just a couple more weeks and this shit's done. I can get rid of this fucking Comcast. I can't even boot up fucking YouTube.
Nice.
God,
yeah, I wish I could change up my shit, but unfortunately, the apartment I live in, I have to have Comcast or I get no internet.
Your Comcast is garbage.
Yeah, I know it is. $131 for the badass streaming package, and it does fucking nothing for me. It's still slower than shit. I really wish I could fucking move back to goddamn Bartonville and get fucking ITV3 fiber optic internet and pay fucking half for more.
I'll have that.
Like Bill fucking did.
So this guy has lips.
Wait. He's got lips? Does that mean he can go...
Are you guys looking at the weird gray dude with the gem on his head?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I just had to make sure I caught up.
Don't worry, I'll get back to normal picture that you can compare the whole body, Shane.
Right.
Yeah, I still kind of question how the Green Ranger can play a flute with his non-moving lips on his helmet.
Well, to be fair, the way it works is it's all controlled by the buttons.
Alright. So, there's that guy.
So that's everybody? Okay.
That's everything from him.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't sit on Seamus' picture. I mean, like I said, this dude is not fucking terrible, again, with the fact that I can reference Mega Man X... Fucking Tony Stark, Halo, and a bunch of other shit.
Bit of Guyver, too.
Yeah, a little bit of Guyver, too. Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on with this guy. His design is not fucking terrible. The fact that when he closes his fists, it looks like he's got, like, punching daggers over his middle and pointer finger. Like, if you kind of zoom in on his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could definitely tell that's a decent type of fucking weapon. The big problem I have with him is the fucking fake foam abs that they put on him. Like, I understand it's a suit. They have to kind of accentuate certain parts. But, like, why with the fake foam abs? Like, the cod piece I can leave alone because obviously fucking, you know, that's armor in general. Like, most medieval armor, you get a cod piece, but, like...
Can you go through the pictures real quick?
Go back through?
Okay. Yeah, real quick. Just so Scotty could see them all.
There's that one that had his backup dancers, or singers, whatever. I don't know if they're from a different show or what, but they didn't show up for the rest of the stuff. There's that one. Lens flare.
Crap, I forget there's like a 15 second delay.
Right.
Okay, just okay.
But why though?
Like I said, for justice and stuff.
Looks like he stepped on set of a J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't like his fucking helmet at all. But I've seen so much worse.
What, you don't like his Mega Man X fully upgraded armor helmet?
I just don't care for that helmet.
Apparently, Shane needs to be boosted in audio levels because Ronan is screaming that Shane needs to speak up.
Well, I can't do much because I'm there. That better?
Ah.
It's coming in the same levels on my end.
It's coming in a little bit better since I'm listening to the audio. So I get to hear everything we say twice, including myself, which is fucking weird, but I'm used to it from checking audio levels while streaming.
Like I said, I'm using a really shitty fucking mic. My good mic, I lost the dongle for it.
Nice.
Dongles. Losing dongles.
So that fucking mic is useless to me. So I have to use this shitty one I have. That's why I was having issues.
That sounds about right. All right, well, either way...
I give this guy a fucking 3.
Fair enough. I'm at a 3.5. He's not bad.
I've seen better, I've seen worse.
Right.
I'll go 3.3.
This man is a 3.26666666666666666667. So he's a 2.67.
Now we go to the bladder.
What?
All right, we only got 3 pictures.
Wow. Okay. I need to do the same thing for you that I did for Ronan, and I need to fucking help you with, like, OBS quality. Wow. That looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Blade-er.
No, I think Scott was right the first time. He's a bladder. Because do you not see all that fucking, like, they hooked him up to a fucking bicycle pump and, like, pumped his ass up like he's a fucking tire. Like, fake foam muscles on top of fake foam muscles. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, the helmet isn't that bad.
Look, the 90s Flash costume with fake foam muscles look better than this.
Oh, yeah, that was because it's the Flash.
Next. Oh, what the?
Yeah, it's because you're still zoomed in. Yeah.
That costume sucks.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't like the pumped up muscle suit. At all.
Can we just rate this guy and be done?
We got one more picture.
Well, get to it so we can rate him and be done. I already know what I'm getting this guy.
Holy, you gotta be kidding me. There we go.
Really? Really?
Or at least it shows off the bottom of the feet, so.
Somebody liked this guy enough to do fan art, really?
The fan art's better than what he actually looks like.
Well, no shit. Although, to be fair, it looks like they gave him a fucking camel toe. Like, this stream needs to be, like, rated X now because we're going to get fucking demonetized. Oh, wait. Okay, so I've got... Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to clear this out.
Let's go back to this image.
Oh, wait. There we go. Hold on.
I'm going to go ahead and give this thing... a 2. Top.
Oh, you're at a 2?
That's the best I can give it.
Oh, okay. Hey, Scotty, what do you have?
I'm going 1.7.
1.7, eh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Baby, bring me my keys! I gotta unlock the arsenal! Nuke, bitch!
You're nuking this bitch.
So he's at a negative 1.3. Now we divide that by 3. He is at a negative 0.43 repeating. Fuck that. That looks like god-awful dog shit. The color scheme is the only thing working for him. The greens with the fucking blacks and the golds looks fucking outstanding. The silver in the helmet and the belt looks good. But the rest of this, are you fucking stupid? If you can't get a guy who either fucking is already pumped up jacked, who can act and do the shit, then you need to redesign the entire fucking character so he's not some fucking Muscle Beach looking dumbass trying to be fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in the motherfucking 60s. No, fuck that.
This is 1996. Get some guy from New Japan Pro Wrestling. That simple.
Big fucking Zachary. Fucking get rid of this shit. It's fucking... Boom, bitch. Nuke. Ugh.
Alright. So that's it from this 96 show, The Changer Gone. Next we'll go to the Guy Fur. Guy Fur.
I'm calling it Guyver.
it's got two different titles, one of which is Seven Star Fighting God Guy Fur. The other is Senshi Shio Tushi Guy Fed.
And Aaron Kaiser, no, that's a fucking lie. Scott put it correctly. You go to New Japan Pro Wrestling, which was the big fucking thing in the 80s, even up to today. And literally half of New Japan's fucking roster were dudes from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. And most of the dudes from over here, like in North America, they were still doing the fucking pump up with fucking roid rage Hulk Hogan shit. Inject bull semen straight into the ass and get fucking muscles on muscles on muscles. They could have got some dude, like some American dude, to fill out the costume and then just had some random Japanese actor to actually, like, do the voiceover and to fucking be himself out of costume. Like, they've done it so many times with so many other shit. And to be fair, since he's a pro wrestler, he's his own stuntman. Look at that.
Technically, they could have probably gotten one of the Tiger Mask guys since they probably still had those guys around.
Yeah, no, that's true. They could have got somebody from fucking the Tiger Mask clan. So, yeah, they could have done so much fucking shit with that.
All right, first we'll go to Death Ferd. That just sounds weird saying this. Death Ferd.
Death Ferd?
Death Ferd.
Only 2 picks? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's infinitely better than the last guy.
All right, I got to stop myself, or we're going to get into a fight with the fans. I got to stop myself.
I like him. I like the selfie. I like that he's,
right.
He's doing a selfie right now.
Right, in 96.
In 96, that's impressive.
Right?
The
originator.
The only other person doing selfies in 96 is probably Mr. Bean for that movie.
He's got he's got one of those Polaroid cameras. He's like, haha. Selfie bitches.
He's got a weird ass belt down here.
So far he's better. He's the best thing I've seen.
Next.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Whoop.
Huh. We'll have to see it. We'll have to see the other pick to...
Huh.
Well, like I said, we don't get to see his legs very much, but overall, this is a much better design.
Right.
Getting a bit of a Psycho Ranger feel with this.
Right, you're not wrong. And like I was trying to say there, I mean, surprisingly, even though he's over-designed, like, it actually works for him aesthetically. Like, the fact that they kind of stuck to, like, complementary colors, like the black and the silver, and then they added in, like, the red for the gems and, like, the blue in his ab area. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually looks pretty good, not gonna lie, especially when they use, like, the white accents to put, like, bone structure on him, like where his clavicle would be on his chest, and, like, damn it, I can't think of how else to fucking put it other than, like, his love handles on his fucking sides. Like, they kind of toned him out a little bit with it. It's not bad, actually.
If I'm lucky with some of the group pictures I got, maybe it has images or the look of his, like, legs and feet.
Right.
I'm going to give this. I'm already going to rate this dude.
It looks weird because it looks like it's different.
I'm gonna give this guy a 4.2.
Okay, hold up.
I like him.
Okay, there we go, because I moved my calculator.
Like, if you go back to the selfie picture.
Selfie picture.
The only thing I don't really care for, the reason why I didn't give it an even higher score, was because, okay, in this picture right here, his chest, in the sunlight, it looks kind of like a goldish color.
Right.
But in this selfie picture, it looks like a nasty green.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell what it truly is because, like I said, this honestly looks, it looks like it's just a selfie pic.
Well, it also looks like it's two different versions.
Yeah.
Go back to the fighting pose.
This looks like a bad guy version or something.
Right, because he doesn't have that blue thing in his
face. And he doesn't have those shoulders. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if this is from the actual show and then the selfie picture. I think Renato might be right. It's either a reboot design or it could be, what I'm thinking is it might be like a cosplay. So they just, like, it was somebody made it and that's why they were doing fucking selfies. So
regardless,
I don't know, it's hard to tell, but yeah.
I'm gonna keep my score because I like both designs. Like I said, this one, I like this one with the, he's got a little bit more armor. It looks a little bit more menacing. This one, it's so...
Knowing my luck, I probably threw one in the wrong folder. That's probably my luck.
But I don't know. Either way, I'm at a straight four. Same thing I give Shane, straight four.
Yeah, that's...
Coming for your butt, boy. Coming for your butt.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Always.
I'll throw a four on this guy.
Okay, and you said just... Yep, okay. And
four.
And then we divide by... 4.066667. So,
a lot of people agree with the fours.
Right.
Right, let's go to the Guyford. Oh shit, here we go again.
There's eight pictures, okay. Oh shit, here we go.
I mean,
I like that.
Dude, is he fighting like a fucked up Ninja Turtle? What the hell?
It's hard to tell from this picture.
Just from the back design, it kind of gives me a bit of Ultraman and I don't know what else vibe.
Red Ranger?
I don't know. Just...
Oh! Is that... I didn't want to say anything. I honestly didn't want to say anything. I thought it looked like a Cobra. Like a Cobra dude.
Yeah, I could see it a little bit more because I thought the hood was literally just a hood, but now that I'm actually looking at it...
It could be
yeah.
The fucking weird... things that Cobras have.
Right. Which is literally referred to as a hood.
Next.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's a Cobra monster.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta see another picture, not of his backside this time. a side pick is, I guess, is a little bit better. We're getting there. I like that enemy he's fighting.
Right.
Yeah.
I got like a skeleton knight. That's kind of cool. Like it's like an undead knight.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. Like I said, the hero here is reminding me a lot of Ultraman.
He's got some Ultraman features, yes, definitely.
Well, to be fair, that's kind of a stereotypical thing for tokusatsu, so.
Next.
That's the only bad thing about having to watch this on YouTube.
I think that's a toy.
That's a toy. It looks like a toy, yes.
But to be fair, the toy would be like the realist representation of what it's supposed to be, but... Dude! Dude! He's got Nappa boots! It straight up does. It looks like it'd be like fucking Saiyan tennis shoes. What the fuck?
Since this is the chat's saying that this is basically PG Guyver.
I believe that.
I like Guyver. I like R-rated Guyver. I'm sure PG Guyver. I'm pretty sure PG Guyver's good. He's just a lot friendlier.
That's who else it was from the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, the servo guy. That's who else I was getting the feeling for, so.
Unfortunately, I don't know much about that show.
I used to watch that all the fucking time.
Never watched it. Wait.
So good.
Yeah, Gridman, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, apparently I heard Gridman is coming out on Blu-ray soon.
Really?
The original version, not the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's
Dream Buffer.
I saw that. Oh, I'm seeing it, too.
Uh-oh. Okay, we might be okay. All right.
Can we move to the next pick real quick?
Yeah, I'm checking my status feed over here just in case.
I understand. I'm getting the buffering right.
Yeah, so I'll definitely just kind of check on YouTube. Just make sure that the stream quality isn't freaking out.
Mine's still loading.
Okay.
I got a red square on my OBS, so I don't know what that
means. Usually a red square means then that you're dropping frames, and if you're dropping frames on your computer, that means bad shit's going to happen. Stream may die. Yep. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Here we go. Never mind. Hold on.
Yep, the stream's stuttering.
Yep. Okay. Let's try to move on. Try.
Okay. But yeah, if anything, Scotty, go to the actual, YouTube stream status and just kind of double check it and see what YouTube is freaking out. It's normally a combination between everything that's going on with OBS and then everything else with YouTube.
Well, where do I check that?
You would literally go, if you're in Chrome or whatever, you would go to the actual channel dashboard where you're streaming at. And YouTube will tell you what the fuck is going on, like if you're not getting enough quality or whatever.
Well, I'm not using Chrome, so...
Well, but you know what I mean, though. Like, if you're using Internet Explorer or Chrome or Firefox or whatever, you would check it out.
I mainly use Chrome.
Oh,
same.
I'm in Firefox, but I don't know where I'm looking for it at.
I used to love Firefox, but...
Hooray! Welcome to Tech Issue Stream with Phantom Knight.
But you guys...
Okay, so underneath of the... Because I'm going to hit Go Live, so where it says Live Streaming in YouTube Studio... It'll actually tell you what, like, your stream health is. It'll normally flash it either under the preview box, or you can actually click on stream health, and it'll kind of tell you what the fuck is happening here.
Okay,
and why it's fucking up.
Okay, I'm over in my, Hi, live people.
Well, like I said, if you've got two monitors, move the shit over to the other side.
But... Oh, it is on the other monitor.
Okay, good.
Let's see, click the go live.
You should already be in it if you're streaming.
Mm. We're having some
major technical fuck-ups, yeah.
It still says I'm live. It still says the stream is live.
Well, I'm seeing
the buffering will.
Yeah. Where do I check the... You know what? Fuck it. Let's just continue.
Fair enough. We'll do what we can.
Okay. Guyford.
Which is going to be hard as fuck to see. Yep, still buffering. Can't see no pictures.
I'm still stuck on the, I'm still on the statue picture.
Same.
Guyford was too much for the stream to handle.
Apparently Guyford is way too fucking much.
Wow. That's what the chat just said.
Yeah, chat just said
it's too much for the stream to handle.
check something here.
Although to be fair, it looks like it could be could be fine now because I'm not buffering and I got everything else going. So unless you've got something opened up in the background, like fucking what you call it, brain, why you no work? Damn it, Steam! If you've got like Steam or something going in the background. It could be trying to auto-update shit, but...
Well, I got a green box on my OBS, so I guess it's good for now.
So yeah, OBS should be working fine right now, then. Okay, so now we just gotta try to catch up. Let's see.
Did we lose Shane?
Nope.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm fast-forwarding now, and now that I'm fast-forwarding, I see the anime picture for Guyford.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got to do it, too, so give me a sec.
Yep. Waiting for people to catch back up.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, I see him. Okay, so, like...
Okay. I see what Kaiser's saying there, where fucking he looks like he's trying to open a door.
Okay.
Next.
Oh, you finally caught up, Shane?
I think so. I believe so. Depends on. Are we still looking at the?
Like, well, Scott just said next, so I don't know. We'll. Okay. Nope. We got the actor sitting next to the suit. That's what we're looking at.
Yep.
No, I don't have. Oh, there. Now I got it. I'm a little bit behind you guys, but it's fine. Okay. So
that's fine.
That's the actor.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's the actor who morphs into.
Yeah.
Does his jacket say lead crew or dead crew?
It would be awesome if it said dead crew, not gonna
team
lie.
Team crew. That's all I can see.
Wow. Dead crew is much better.
Yes, it is.
I think this guy is really cool.
Right.
I like Guyver, so...
I mean, to be fair, he looks like he's got the same foam muscles, but they don't look nearly as bad because it's only in, like, the pecs and the abs. But...
It's like he's wearing, like, a protective, like, chest piece, like a breastplate.
Right. Almost like how Batman was in the Nolan films. So, I mean, I can kind of get past that. When the entire fucking suit is foam muscle, then we have problems. But with this, I'm all right.
Yeah, with that, you nuke...
Yeah, no shit.
They thought the fucking, one of them thought the jacket said Chad Crew. Like, this dude's name is Chad, and he's so stuck on himself.
Right.
That this is his crew. Okay, right. Let's see.
Hurry, next. What the fuck? Wiki, what the fuck is you on about?
Hmm?
Wiki said, does this guy have furry nips?
Nope.
The only person around here that has furry nips is me and possibly Scott.
Okay.
We're some hairy mofos.
Well, yeah, ain't a fucking lie.
So
Nani?
I did switch pitchers, which is taking a while. Okay.
Yeah, I like this pick.
Something about this pitcher looks familiar.
I mean, to be fair, it's your standard justice pose. Oh, shit. I know what this is kind of reminding me of. Fucking Evil Zone. Because we talked about him previously. God damn it, what the fuck was his name? The Sentai guy. Fuck. Hold on. Thank God I'm already on the computer. God damn it, I was already on Google, motherfucker. I literally went to Google and typed in go to Google. What the fuck?
It's still morning, Seth.
Well, for you guys, yes.
Oh.
Danzava. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, I know he's actually a metal hero, but he kind of reminds me of him.
You know what? Now that you said that.
Generic Toku.
Now that you said that, I can see it. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think this guy looks sweet.
Right?
I really do.
He looks pretty good.
Next.
I mean, yeah, we should only have a few more pictures.
His fists kind of remind me of, like, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Or some such shit. Like, I remember there was some guy who had gloves that had, like, the diamond spikes on it.
If you're thinking about the glove thing, they wore that on Duelist Kingdom, the star chip glove.
Well, no,
and on the knuckles it had, like, three golden, like, dot things.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, you're right there. But no, like, I feel like there was either some form of, like, anime or something where it literally, like, the gloves looked the exact same. Like, it had, like, almost, like, metal shot in the knuckles that were in, like, a diamond.
So this guy's about to impale you with his fingers or do the whole delete, delete, delete?
Well, he might be in mid-delete, but, yeah, I feel like he's about to fucking put his hand through and fucking hold on to your heart and hand it to you in a doggy bag.
Or he'll do what when the androids did to Yamcha.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the color scheme was going to bother me, but it doesn't.
Right, and that's because usually reds and greens go well together, reds and golds go together, green and gold goes together. Something
black and
to be
gold,
fair,
black and green, black and red.
Right. So,
I mean,
yeah,
it all
I mean,
works. These... I mean, these three colors do work.
Right.
Next. What the?
I don't know, because you're still ahead of us.
Yeah.
Apparently the hero knew how to dodge.
That, or the monsters are infighting.
Are the monsters? Did that monster just Hadouken the other monster?
He either Hadoukened his ass, or he's literally in the middle of doing soul steal.
Right?
Your soul is mine.
Right?
Ooh, Shang Tsung is going to sue. Hadouken. I like how Gottfried is just standing there, like, ready to fight, and he's like, oh.
Kinda, yeah, he's just hanging out, like, I'm gonna take the victor. Here's my quarter.
Do I punch? Or do I just stand here? Because they...
No, crap. I literally said it. He's just gonna stand there, because he put his quarter on the cabinet. He's got next.
Well, so far, it looks like he's gonna fight this crab dude.
And yeah, at least the crab man is being smart and he's doing a Hadouken and not a Hadouken and falling out of a boxing ring like Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
Alright, so that's the last picture. So let me go back and I suppose we could stick to this image.
I'm going to give this dude a 4.8.
Okay, hold on. Let me tabulational. There we go. Okay. 4.8 plus. I'm really wrestling with this guy.
Well, remember, his badassery kind of almost broke the stream, so.
Well, that's very true, yeah. But I think that's why I'm negating points, is because he broke our stream.
Just slightly derailed it, that's all.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Well, we got 4-4 and 4 in the chat, so people like this guy.
Right. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still in the 4 range. I'm just not sure if I want to agree with you and give him a 4.8. Or if I just want to give him a 4.5. Because, again, like, he's not quite perfect.
No, he's not.
There's a few things they could have done a little bit differently. Like, especially here on this picture, you could tell where, like, the accents are foam. So as he moves, it gets little creases and bends in it. Like, in the leg areas and shit like that. But, again, you kind of have to work with what you got, you know? Because you could even see it in the abs where it looks like the foam bits are starting to, like, peel up.
Where they just they've reused it over and over, probably why.
Right, exactly. So, I mean,
no, boy, we got a Genesis.
Eh, it's fine. They could Genesis all they want. You know what? 4.5. Why not? I'll make it easier on myself. 4.5. Okay, there we go. All right, what you got, Scotty?
I'm going to be generous. But I'm not gonna Genesis.
Fair enough.
5.
Five.
No, that's
nice.
Fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then let's do that, and then we divide by the 3.
You got a good score.
Yeah, a 4.76 repeating, so a 4.77.
Ooh, not bad. Close to a perfect score.
All right. So here's the group pictures from this thing. Group ish pictures.
I'll let you know here in a second.
Those are toys fighting.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it does show the leg areas for the other guy, so.
Oh, now I can see
right.
It.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Next.
Mid-90s toys. Hell yeah.
Some ad marketing stuff from a magazine.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm a little bit behind than you guys. Fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to just,
This monster's about to get hit in the face and the belly.
Well, he's about to get kneed in the fucking
Dragon Balls.
Spike boot.
He's about to get hit in the Dragon Balls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
These guys are gonna get hit like 3 times.
Zoom back out and next. It's a bit pixelated.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. And again, to be fair, I think your OBS settings are a little bit off because the highest quality I can get is fucking 480. So I may need to do a little bit of some tech issue streaming with you after all this.
Next.
Yeah. Same with me. I only got 480.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Part
of that is Scott's OBS settings. If he bumps his shit a little bit, we can at least get it to where, a Saturn game, nice.
Yep, there was a game for him, apparently.
Nice.
Oh, but it was on the Saturn.
720.
The Saturn wasn't on the market long enough to fucking... I mean, I never owned one. Did you guys own one?
No, we rented one once because my stepmom worked at the video store. So we rented one for like a weekend and played a couple games, but that was about it.
I did.
Oh, you had a Saturn?
I had a Saturn, and it was a fun system.
Never got a chance to play a Saturn.
I love playing the Virtual Cop on it, mostly.
Understandable.
It'd be nice to Next. Go back and play old consoles that I never got a chance to play.
You mean like with the Dreamcast Mini that we're never going to fucking get, which I really wish we would, because they can literally put the entire fucking library on the goddamn system?
That's the only thing that killed the Dreamcast, in my opinion, was just its library. It had
no, the thing that ended up killing the Dreamcast was the fact that Sega was already in dire straits with their money. So by the time that they had put out the Dreamcast, got everything set up and all of that, it just... They kind of fucked themselves. Plus, at the same time, most people were going to PlayStation.
I also because, heard. I also heard that the Dreamcast was ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was. It was one of the first systems that offered both online play, as well as DLC. Because if you played Skies of Arcadia on the fucking Dreamcast. You didn't play the full version. You could only play the full version if you got the Skies of Arcadia Legends on the GameCube, because the GameCube actually gave you the DLC that you had to connect to the internet to be able to play.
You know, I think there is one advantage to the Sega Saturn that other systems might not have. A more uncut version of the original Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, the Saturn had good games on it. Just like the Dreamcast, like Sega's last two consoles had good shit to them, but I think it just the Saturn really derailed Sega to where it was inevitable that the Dreamcast was going to fail.
Right, which sucks because the Dreamcast gave us like actual arcade ports of like Crazy Taxi,
Marvel vs. Capcom.
I think we even had, for the wrestling fans, the actual WWF Royal Rumble from the Attitude Era.
Right.
They had a port of that, so.
There was good stuff.
The fucking Sonic Adventure games before they got ported over, but at the same time, and Panzer Dragoon, too.
Panzer Dragoon, yep.
But yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, I know we're talking video games.
We're done.
We're just talking random shit right now. But yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, the Dreamcast, the reason why it was what it was is because Nintendo was working with Sega to make the Dreamcast, then went behind their back and then talked with Sony, which is how we got the PlayStation. And then in the end, we ended up getting the fucking N64. Because of Nintendo fucking around, so we wouldn't have a PlayStation without Nintendo fucking about. The Dreamcast wouldn't have showed up, but it basically fell apart because it was going to have a bunch of Nintendo support, too.
So basically what you're saying is Nintendo fucked Sega over, then went behind, then tried to work with Sony and fucked Sony over, thus... Mm-hmm. Killing one company, but then creating their fucking competitor.
Look, that's the reason why Final Fantasy VII looks the way that it does.
It was supposed to be a 64 game.
It was supposed to be a 64 game.
But it ended up...
Yep. Ended up on PlayStation.
That's why 7 and 8 or so, and 9, you can just see there's a huge difference between those three PlayStation Final Fantasies. 8 and 9 were meant for the PlayStation. 7...
Yep.
That's why 7's so damn blocky and stuff.
Yep, exactly. But for everybody who hung out during video game talk, I'm going to throw in two links. The first one is to my personal YouTube. Come join it. The other one here is going to be for, there we go, the Fandom with Reploid Bill Discord. If you're not a part of it, go ahead and do so. I see Wiki's already in there. So in a couple minutes after we're done wrapping all this up and we do our yabba yabba talka bullshit, I'm probably going to start streaming off of my personal channel. Up, Scott's mic died. Yeah, that sounds about right because the hiss went away. But yeah, I'm going to start streaming on my personal channel. I'm doing a show called Fan Night. Oh, you're not going to be able to be there, Ronan? That's fine. But yeah, I'm going to do what's known as Fan Night on my show, which is basically all the fans that are on the Discord, they get together, and they could just talk to us, like, and just hang out.
Basically like a Q&A.
Right. It's kind of a Q&A, and I just sit around and let you guys run the fucking show. I let the inmates run the asylum, essentially. You guys talk what you want to talk. You guys do what you want to do. It's going to be over on my channel here in about 5 or 10 minutes. And, yeah, we're going to do that. So, yep, it's already done because we only stream once every couple weeks now. And then after that, we normally try to have videos recorded. Unfortunately, because life happened, we're not going to have any videos up tonight, this week, or next week. We probably won't have anything until after the next fucking...
Now, to be fair...
Recording session.
Probably should let people know that our next scheduled time together is on the 28th of this month. Mm-hmm. We won't be doing anything that day because that happens to be Bill's wife's birthday. And oh no, that's his daughter's birthday.
Well, it's his daughter's birthday, but
and his
doing
wife's
a combined
birthday
party for yeah. His daughter and his wife.
They're only separated by one day.
Right. So yeah, they're doing a group party for one. But I thought all that was set up to be at like 2
11
or something.
No.
So
Shelly's stuff starts at 2. Gwen's stuff starts at 11.
Ah.
So,
okay. Well, to be fair, we could still get together and stream. Again, we just wouldn't have any other videos. But I know I'm going to be stuck at work that day because one of my coworkers is going to be out of town on vacation the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So, I won't be back till about the 11th.
Now, the 11th, I will definitely be a part of the show because I'll be off that whole week because I'm moving into my new house.
Nice.
So, I should be hopefully moved in before we, you know, stream again.
Right.
But I will be there for that. After that episode, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know how many more I'll be in for like the rest of the year.
Fair enough.
Because I got hit hard. Work is, I'm on 10 hours now.
That sounds about right.
And as so far, it's 5 days a week. I don't know about Saturdays unless they're still keeping those voluntary.
Okay. I thought they were switching that around for you guys though, where it'd be fucking 10-hour days, but you could only do like 4 days a week or some shit.
No, well, no. See, that hasn't went into. That hasn't started
hadn't
yet.
Kicked in yet. Okay.
So I'm on five. So far, 5 tens.
Okay.
And,
I understand that one. Like I said, my ass is basically, since I'm in charge, I got to be at work all day, mm-hmm. every day, doing what the fuck ever. But
no, yes, you're right, Omar. I believe the next stream together would be the 11th, and that
right.
we should have everybody.
Yep. And like I said, we might not have videos for the next little bit, in terms of like extra episodes, like
yeah.
when they did the Daredevil costumes.
Unless we start doing stuff during the week, like Bill wants. I know that's going to be
right.
hard for you, Seth. Nobody's
yes and
gonna...
no. Technically, I'm off work at 2:45, or excuse me, I'm off work at 2:15, unless Hannah has an appointment at like 3 or 4. I get off work, I come home, I grab a shower, and then, yeah, exactly, Scotty just said it, unless we get other videos done.
Now,
the
for
week,
me, but... my new schedule starts Monday. I don't get off till 5:10. I know
okay.
that's a stupid time to get off work, but
right.
I get off, so I don't even count that. I just say 5 o'clock.
Understandable.
So,
and yeah. So that means, yeah, if anything, if we get together during the week, it'll be like 6-7 o'clock at night, and that's normally almost my bedtime, so... Yeah, I don't know how many more videos I might be in anymore, guys. So, like I said, if you like me and want to see what I'm up to, click on that YouTube link, go to my channel. Well, right-click on it, open it in a new tab. And then go ahead and subscribe, hit the bell, so that way then you get notifications for what I'm streaming, because I do it at random. And we go from there. But I think that should be all this. Anybody got anything else? I'm going to take that as a no. So, Shane, say the line. Wow, that fucking broke up. I don't think they caught it.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.